WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference in their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. This week's meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents was the first for two members. Houston attorney Charles Schwartz grew up in Brenham, as pointed out by new Regents chairman Phil Adams of Bryan.
Many of you knew his father, who went affectionately was known as Onion, Dr. Walter Schwartz. So in case you hadn't made the connection, I know there are plenty of people in this room that knew Charles's father, who was the president of Blinn College for, 40 years.
Schwartz responded to his being teased about getting his college degrees from Blinn, the University of Texas, and Harvard.
I'm always proud to say that I have a Blinn College education and a Harvard degree.
Also participating in his first Regents meeting was another Houston attorney, Tony Busby, Aggie class of 1990. A man was killed between Bryan and Caldwell last night in a one-vehicle crash. 19-year-old Travis Lamb of San Antonio was traveling east just after 8 on Highway 21 when his car left the roadway and struck a tree. He was not wearing his seatbelt. The crash took place about 1 mile east of Cook's Point, almost at the border between Burleson and Brazos County. This year, there were 25 nominations and 13 finalists for the Better Business Bureau's Torch Awards for Marketplace Ethics. The winners, announced yesterday, were Schaefer Custom Homes and Watson Orthodontics. The luncheon audience heard sobering comments from the guest speaker. James Olson, who teaches at the Bush School at A&M, along with his wife, retired after more than 30 years each with the CIA as spies. He says the Boston Marathon bombing is only the start of more violent acts on American soil.
We will be hit again. It will be inside our own borders. It will be a weapon of mass destruction, and it will be horrific. No region of our country is immune. No sector of our economy is immune.
Olson says the United States will win by having the best intelligence service, using the best young people stepping forward to serve our country. More comments from Olson and the list of Torch Award finalists are on our website at WTAW.com. One central relief fund has been set up benefiting the residents of West, affected most by last month's fertilizer blast. Three local foundations have come together to create the West Texas Disaster Relief Fund, with more than $270,000 raised so far. West Mayor Pro Tem Steve Vonjek says the town is still recovering.
Of course, we're going to be healing for a long time, but I think we are burying our lost ones, and we are just about to the end of that process. And I think once that process is done, it will start. It has already started, but I think the major part will start then. But it is going to be a long healing process.
He says 350 residential homes in West were damaged in the blast, with 70 homes destroyed and 84 still unsafe to enter. Meanwhile, downtown Bryan is stepping up to help West as it continues to recover. Downtown Bryan Association's Christy Petty says starting at noon on Sunday, you can enjoy food, drinks, and live music at the Fest for West, which will be located at the Palace and Grand Stafford Theaters.
Slovacek sausage wraps will be out there. C&J is going to cook a lot of beef brisket and pork butt for some barbecue sandwiches.
Excellent.
So the music is very expansive and wonderful. It has wonderful variety. It's something for everybody.
Petty says more than a dozen bands will play, including headliner Brandon Ryder, Chris King and the Liberators, Blue Bear, and Tubi and the Touchstones. She encourages guests to bring their own chairs. At WTAW.com, you can find more information about the day's schedule. And what happened to the proposed multi-million dollar state water plan? State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says a technicality has killed it.
There was a point of order called on it. I was very disappointed. And it was sent back to committee. It has a possibility of coming out of committee. But frankly, the powers that be tell me there are probably not enough votes to get it out.
Rainey says the legislation was bogged down by those who wanted money to go to education and others who didn't want to tap the rainy day fund. The technicality that was used was a point of order that supporters didn't wait until the 118th day of the session to call for a vote. And 600 children will be out this weekend selling lemonade.
One of the things that we say is build a stand, spark a dream. And
we've seen some dreams come true, and it's very rewarding.
Rose Selman is the community director for Lemonade Day.
We just encourage everyone to stick, you know, $5 in your pocket, and when you see a lemonade stand, to stop and encourage our young entrepreneurs, tell them what a great job they're doing, and help fuel their project.
More information is available online at lemonadedaybcs.com. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 44 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mowing a big yard like ours can be a real pain, so when the folks at Sioux Falls Prater told us we could cover ground faster and be cozier on a John Deere X700 Series lawn tractor, we were skeptical. But after that first ride, we were believers, because the X700 Series rides smooth as butter. Plus, it does more than just mow. Tons of attachments that Sioux Falls Prater allows to do almost anything around the yard. And seeing how comfy it is, I think my husband's found his new favorite seat in the house. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com.
Frontal system has left a little bit of cloudiness behind, but that should have the tendency not to cause much in the way of trouble across the area today. I think we're going to be ending up partly sunny today, possibly mostly sunny at times, 65 to 70. It'll be clear tonight, 45 to 50. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs of 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 50. Sunshine with a high of 75 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. There's a new television contract in place for the SEC that's going to make tons of money. And Johnny Manziel got more stuff for his trophy case because he needed that. Plus, A&M baseball and softball hit us this weekend. All that and more with sports, and we'll do it for you about 6:50.
So, a Florida man.
Woohoo! Crazy in Florida!
Yeah. Accused of calling 911. Name is Jarvis Sutton. Called 911 to request Kool-Aid, burgers, and weed to be brought to his house. Did I mention he called 80 times?
No.
I guess he called and forgot. You know how that short-term memory can
really
be affected
hungry.
By that. Well, he had nothing else to do. An armed robbery victim in New Orleans turned the tables and snatched away the gun from the crook. Now, you know, that doesn't go well, and my thought is if you've been to crook school, that you probably ought to cut your losses at that point. But but no, not this Mozon. Decided to try to negotiate to get the gun back. Yeah, crook says,
how stupid do you have to be to give it back?
Give me the gun back, and I'll give you your phone. The victim said no. The crook ran off. So, again, what's he going to be able to do with that? Very nice. I don't know. What was that?
I hit the microphone.
That was a natural sound effect.
Morning. I try.
Yeah. Very good.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Patient.
Or that could have been him hitting his head going, oh, yeah. Dang. You've got the gun, don't you?
That's not where I was going, but he had the gun.
Okay,
I figured, why not?
You're gonna find it's worth your while. I guess we'll renegotiate now under different terms. Yes, good circumstances. Nice.
Good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
6:16. If you've been outside, the winds are from the northwest at 17, gusting to 23.
And it's colder than a well digger's.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what?
Chill factor's 36.
Not fun in May.
No. Well, and again, that's the deal, is it's, yeah, May that we got that going on.
Thank you, Al Gore.
Yeah, that's right. It's that global warming you see over and over again. But peeking ahead, 78 on Monday, 82 on Tuesday. Of course, it always looks that way 6 days down the road, 5 days down the road. By the time we get there, yeah, they'll probably be wrong.
Oh, there's another front.
Yeah, of course.
Surprise.
It's Public Radio Day. We're going to play commercials anyway.
Speaking of which, did you go see your show?
I did, yeah.
How was it?
I liked it.
Did you go?
I did, and yeah. I saw you.
Oh, did you?
From
okay.
behind.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Laughed a lot. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Anyway, it's pretty good radio, and you know, if we could take this show and cut it down by half, it'd probably be better too, which is basically what they do. Anyway, and then today is No Pants Day, and I don't know what that means. I don't know how you would celebrate that. I don't know that you just, I don't think you can walk into your workplace and tell people you're celebrating No Pants Day.
Well,
I mean,
well,
does
that
count
shorts?
I could
read the poem by Shel Silverstein.
Steen. But I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that at all.
Well, if it's a British holiday, that would mean No Underwear Day.
Yeah, well, again. And see, shorts, I don't know. Shorts are pants, aren't they? They're short pants. I'm not sure. I don't know why it's there, don't know how you celebrate it, and once again, I would think you'd need to probably get permission from somebody.
Now, Kevin, I heard you're a caveman, question mark.
Yeah?
Yeah, pants is how they say, like, briefs.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was more just bringing that up.
Once again, you might need to ask permission. It says it's Hug Your Cat Day.
Oh.
As opposed to hugging someone else's cat.
Well, so am I y'all's cat?
No, I don't think it's like that.
Are y'all going to hug me today?
Okay, well, you know, if you need a hug, you can come in. We'll do a group hug or
something. With permission.
But, yeah, but, I mean, tell me, how many cats you have? Nine?
Oh.
No, how many cats do you have?
Let's see, how many ugly things a day can you say?
How many cats do you have?
I have two cats.
Okay, I mean, now, would both
of them... I
got
rid
of
one.
Would both of them want you to hug them?
Oh,
they're cats, of course
well,
they don't.
Again... At a certain time, they might.
Yeah.
Now, a dog, I think you can hug just about any time. But, I mean, a cat, you pretty much got to wait until the cat has somehow given you permission to do that, right? I mean, it just would seem.
Well, you can hug the cat whenever you want, but it doesn't mean the cat will always enjoy it.
Well, that's true and might let you know. All right, let's do some birthdays.
Birthdays. Levi Johnston is 23-year-old.
Oh, there's a Boy Scout.
Yelper.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Cheryl Burke is 29, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Christina Hendricks is 38 from Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Dooley Hill, I hope I'm saying that. Gus from Psych,
right?
He's 38.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Cross, who got 600 Grammy Awards and then was never heard from again under the rock of obscurity, scunchly there.
Yeah.
He's 62.
Hope he invested well.
Yeah. Greg Gumbel is 67. Mm-hmm. He's a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Valli, he's either 76 or 79.
Okay.
I like his four seasons better than ours.
Yeah.
Ron Popeil.
Oh, yeah. Slicing and dicing.
One of the richest guys on the planet, 78 years old. B. Davis, Alice from the Brady Bunch, is 87.
Lives in San Antonio, and she's like lives in a nunnery or something.
Really?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Pete Seeger is 94.
Okay. Real and still alive.
Huh? Yes, sir.
Willie Geist, if you know him, from MSNBC, 38. His daddy's Bill Geist. Mary Hopkin, those were the days and little else.
Are you talking about like Thousand Wild
Thousand
Days?
That's the one, yeah, 63, and her one-hit wonder kind of thing. All right, on Saturday, by the way, it's Respect for Chickens Day.
I think I'm going to eat plenty of chicken in their honor.
Yeah, well, you could do that, too. And
of course, respect their people.
As mentioned, I think, earlier this week, it's Star Wars Day.
Yeah, May the 4th.
Okay, all right, birthdays.
Lance Bass from NSYNC is 34. Mm. Aaron Andrews from ESPN, Fox, Dancing with the Stars, and several other things is 35.
Mm-hmm.
Will Arnett is 45 from Arrested Development.
He's funny.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Anna Gester is 46. She was one of the first SNL members to be pregnant while on the show.
Oh, well, all right.
She's in suburgatory now. Randy Travis.
Will the North Texas law authorities be on the lookout that there may be some birthday celebrating going on?
I would if I was there.
Yeah, be sure, yeah.
Maybe he's going to celebrate No Pants Day.
Could well be. he's done it before.
Yes, he has. He's 54. Britney's mama, Lynn Spears, is 58. A name that some won't remember, but I'm sure you and I will. Pia Zadora is 59. And Richard Jenkins is 66.
George Will, you see him on Sundays, is 72 years old. And Stella Parton, that's the one that didn't do as well as her sister. Once again, sitting around the holiday table, it's probably a little awkward.
Yeah, a little uncomfortable.
Dolly's been doing this, and Stella, we love you too. So, anyhow, all right, on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo. Well, go ahead.
Oh,
we'll
is
talk
that
about
it?
We'll talk about that later.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Chris Brown is 24.
Really?
Yeah.
He's done that much.
Is he going to beat Rihanna in honor of his birthday?
Well, Rihanna?
It's Rihanna, but that's okay. But, I mean... At 24, he really is misbehaved enough for somebody about twice his age.
Yeah, he's on par with about Downey Jr., I'm thinking, at this point.
Yeah. All right.
One of my very favorites, the delightfully candy-coated Adele, is 25.
Oh, yeah.
Brooke Hogan.
How much candy would it take to coat her? Wow.
I don't know, but I love her voice.
Yeah, she has
a
beautiful
voice. She does
have a good
voice. Yeah, yeah.
Brooke Hogan, Hulk's little daughter, is 25. She's also a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Cavill is 30. He's the new Superman.
Yeah.
Tina Yathers from Family Ties is 40. Mm-hmm. Brian Williams from, again, tons of stuff, is 54.
News dude, mostly. Yeah.
Speaking of news dudes, for those of you that grew up in the MTV generation, Kurt Loder is 68.
Wow. Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
I had no idea. Yeah. All right. Well, on that bright note, it's 6:23.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Several House Democrats are calling on Congress to recognize that climate change is hurting women more than men. They're claiming it could even drive poor women to transactional sex for survival. There she is. She's back. Representative Barbara Lee and a dozen other Democrats say the results of climate change include drought, reduced agricultural output, and these changes can be particularly harmful for women. Food insecure women with limited socioeconomic resources may be vulnerable to situations such as sex work, transactional sex, and early marriage that put them at risk for HIV, STIs, and STDs, and unplanned pregnancy and poor reproductive health. Really? This is how nuts we've gotten?
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, let you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey Cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Investigating auto financing. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The practices of auto lenders are under scrutiny. Subpoenas have been issued by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is looking into car financing add-ons such as extended warranties that boost car dealers' profits. The sale of the extra financial products is legal, but the agency wants to determine whether there is adequate disclosure of terms and prices. You may see long lines outside movie theaters as Iron Man 3 opens in the U.S. The sequel is already a huge hit overseas. The film broke box office records in China, where it took in more than $21 million on its opening day. Iron Man 3 kicks off what Hollywood hopes will be a big summer season. 22 big-budget movies will debut in the next few months. Movie attendance is down sharply so far this year. That is raising some concerns. Wall Street is coming off a rally. The futures are slightly lower ahead of the monthly jobs report that comes out before the start of trading today. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 627, brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High temperature today, about 63. Won't feel like it, though, because it's going to be windy. We'll look at winds at 20 to 25, gusting up to 30, kind of like what we've got going on now. 42 for a low tonight. And then tomorrow, nicer, 75 degrees. The winds will still be up, though, up to gusting as high as 20 miles an hour. And then we're down to 46 tomorrow night. And we kind of settle back down and nice temp. 74 for a high on Sunday, 78 Monday, and calling for 82 on Tuesday. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 17, gusting to 23. Our chill factor is 36. Humidity 68%. Fair skies out there, and it's 44.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are the largest buyers of gold and silver in the Brazos Valley because we pay the most for your precious metals, gemstones, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Many have shopped around but come back to us because we simply pay more. Come see for yourself with the no-obligation price quote. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
Your attitudes about money have a huge impact on how much money you make and how much money you keep. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-892-2988. That's 1-800-892-2988. 1-800-892-2988.
How you view money in your life probably has a lot to do with how your parents viewed money.
We watch how our parents did money, and then we make decisions like there's not enough money, I can't afford to buy that. And we tend to limit ourselves in the amount of money we make to have it be just a little more than our parents did.
Glenn Smiley, author of the book All in the Name of Love and the website afreemoneymakeover.com, says if you want to attract more money into your life,
first you have to complete the stand that you don't deserve it, which many, many of us have, and so we don't even go for it.
It's clear, says Glenn, that how you view money determines how much money you make.
If we're looking for evidence of scarcity, we're going to find it everywhere. There's poverty in the world. But if we're looking for abundance, boy, it's all around us too, and we have a choice on which one we go for.
And another interesting observation you can make about yourself is to notice how you think about spending money.
We encourage people to spend their money joyfully, with the belief that every dollar I circulate comes back to me multiplied. We changed it to paying the contributions instead of paying the bills. We contribute to the phone company. We contribute to the electric company. I don't want to be on a telephone pole at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I sure like it that somebody else is up there to repair my phone, so I have phone service 24 hours a day, so I reward them joyfully.
You can link to Glenn's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A one-vehicle crash left one man dead last night about 1 mile east of Cook's Point. 19-year-old Travis Lamb of San Antonio was eastbound on Highway 21 when his car left the road and struck a tree. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The case is still under investigation. Lamb was not wearing a seatbelt. This Sunday, you can celebrate your Cinco de Mayo for a good cause at the Fest for West in downtown Bryan. Christy Petty with the Downtown Bryan Association says all proceeds from the tickets, food, and alcohol will benefit the town of West, and from noon until night, live music will alternate between two stages.
Don't be afraid it'll be too crowded, because we're encouraging people to bring your own chair if you don't want to sit in the chairs at the Palace. The Palace holds about 450 people, and that's one of our stages. The other stage will be the Grand Stafford Theater. So there will actually be two stages. The doors open to both of them. You can sit out in the street and listen to the Palace. The food and everything will be out in front of the Carnegie.
Petty says there will be lots of variety with something for everybody, and Slovacek sausage wraps and C&J barbecue will be available. You can find a lineup of the bands at WTAW.com. The Waco Foundation's West Disaster Relief Efforts Fund was set up to receive all the charitable donations for those affected by the fertilizer explosion last month. So far, officials said there is about $270,000 in the fund. West Mayor Pro Tem Steve Vonjek says the town is still recovering, not worried about why the plant exploded.
That is on the back burner right now. We want to concentrate on being close to our families and friends, and that will come in the future. The right people have that in their hands, and when it comes time, they will let us know what the cause was.
The foundation hasn't yet decided how the money will be distributed, and all 350 residential homes were damaged. Never has America been in more peril internationally than it is right now. That was the opening statement of the guest speaker at yesterday's Better Business Bureau Torch Awards for Marketplace Ethics. James Olson of the Bush School at A&M came here after more than 30 years of being a spy for the CIA. He says the emergence of the homegrown, radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorist is our worst nightmare come true.
We have not yet seen the worst of the war on terrorism. But there is good news. And the good news is that we will win this war because of our superb military, our police, our firefighters, our emergency responders, and our intelligence personnel.
This year's Torch Award winners are Watson Orthodontics and Schaefer Custom Homes. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find the 11 other finalists along with more comments from James Olson. Good-natured teasing was part of this week's meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents. Newly elected Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan, while introducing Houston Attorney Charles Schwartz to the board, joked about Schwartz's blunders of attending the University of Texas and Harvard.
When I saw that four-point grade point, I called the governor and I said, I can't believe you appointed somebody whose grade point was as high as mine and yours combined.
Chancellor John Sharp, who attended A&M with Adams and Rick Perry, joined the conversation.
By the way, Mr. Adams, you and I and Perry were here on a three-point system most times, so he has a higher grade point ratio than the three of us combined, not just the two of y'all.
Schwartz's father, Walter, was a longtime president at Blinn College. And state lawmakers supporting a new water plan didn't wait until the 118th day of the session to call for a vote. State Representative John Rainey O'Brien says a point of order was made, resulting in killing the multi-million dollar proposal that would have been funded from the Rainy Day Fund.
So the leadership put on an amendment that would allow for, if the bill did not get 100 votes, then we would cut 2% of the budget across the board and fund it out of GR. I thought that was a bad move. I was going to vote against that amendment. But it was put up there thinking it would attract some other people to vote for it. I think it just stirred up opposition is what I think it did.
Rainey says there aren't enough committee votes to bring it back to the full House. And making money is only part of the recipe for 600 youth involved in this year's Lemonade Day event. Community Director Rose Selman says the 6 to 17-year-olds are also demonstrating community service.
I had a mom tell me that her son set up a lemonade stand all last summer and made over $3,000. And we've seen a lot of great things done with that money. Kids helping buy a kiln for their school or supplies. For one of the ministries here, giving back to the food bank, animal shelter. We have a very generous community, and our kids are following suit.
Most of the lemonade stands are open on Sunday, but Selman says some will be in business today and tomorrow and Saturday. WTW News Time is 6:37. It's 43 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be Baseball Bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving business for 33 years.
Don't spend your summer in hiding. Dr. Oz's swimsuit cleanse is here for you. The Rapid Weight Loss Plan. Drop 5 pounds in just 5 days.
How is it possible that you can lose 2 pounds while you are sleeping?
Set your fat on fire. Get results fast.
You lost a pound a day.
Then Oz and Gabrielle Reese face off.
Don't let the skirt fool you, Doc.
Boom! What a shot!
Yes!
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KXHD. Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KXHD. Join Dan Seed and Luke Simons every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAGS HD.
Good morning, 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, we'll see a considerable amount of that developing across the area today. There will be some leftover clouds, particularly this morning in a few spots. Temperatures cool, 65 to 70 degrees. Clear tonight with a low of 45 to 50. It'll be sunny tomorrow. Highs are going to be 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows near 50 degrees. Sunday's going to be sunny. Temperatures will be up to about 75 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel gets more hardware for his trophy case. A&M football in the SEC, and the SEC is now with ESPN. That and a whole lot more initials coming up with playoffs in the NBA and NHL.
Oh, good. Let's do some alphabet soup this morning, right?
We'll have that slide in here in about 12 minutes.
All right, let me see. I got your softball tickets right here, okay? 695-1620. If you like softball tickets. Let me see. Who we got? Who we playing?
Mississippi State.
Okay. Yipper. And it's tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yep, and it's the last, this is the last regular season games for the ladies.
Oh, all right.
Season finale.
Okay, there you go. Be the last time you can see them. The 695-1620 if you want tickets to softball tonight.
That'd be regular season finale.
Yeah, that's...
With the number 14 ranking, they're going to play a little more.
You think so?
A little bit.
All right, well, hope they play a lot more. Who's this?
Eric Lathrop.
Eric, what's your last name?
Lathrop.
Lathrop. All right, wait, I got to write that down because I'm not going to remember it. Eric, you know where we're located?
Yes, I do.
All right, come by and I got tickets for you. You got a pair for tonight, okay?
All right.
All right, see you. Bye. Hi, who's this?
Angela Vasquez.
Angela. What do you do, Angela?
I work in Franklin, Texas for Luminant, Oak Grove Power Plant.
Oh, so now how long does it take you to get to work every day?
About 45 minutes, and I listen to you guys all the way.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad the weather's okay for you today. I guess when we have fog, it's a little annoyance for us. It's a pain in the neck for you, isn't it?
It is.
All right. Now, we got tickets for you. Can you get here before 5 or have somebody do that?
Yes, sir.
All
sure
right.
Can.
That's for tonight. Thanks, Angela. See you
Thanks,
later.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Well, that's cool.
45-minute commutes. Yep. People do that. Yeah, well, you know, yeah, a lot of that going on. Okay, how many times have we talked about how this this Obamacare thing may be just a train wreck waiting to happen, right?
I believe that was Kathleen Sebelius that said
it. Yeah, really. You know, what we're talking about is the idea that those people who are working a certain number of hours are going to have to be covered, or a fine has to be paid. So a lot of employers are going, well, you know, we're just going to cut back the hours on our part-timers.
You're going to be really, really part-time
now. Yeah. So, I mean, that's fine if, you know, Joe and Harry's lock shop do that, or, you know, Fred's boat repair. But when you have the city of Long Beach, California, deciding that they're going to limit 1,600 of their part-time employees to working less than 27 hours a week on average, you know what?
Trouble's happening.
I mean, that's going to be a bad deal because obviously they had been working more than that, and that pays the bills of those people. If they get thrown out of work, they're going to have to go do something else. City officials say that without cutting those payroll hours, that the new health benefits would cost the city of Long Beach $2 million more a year. And that would be layoffs of full-time employees. And we can't be doing that.
No.
Can't be doing that. We got to protect those high-paying administrative jobs, too. So we're just going to go ahead and quietly cut back on those 1,600 part-timers. And, you know, somewhere they had a meeting in the administrative offices of the city of Long Beach and said, you know, if we cut enough of these people back, they'll just hit the silks. I mean, they'll just be done, and we won't have to worry about refilling those positions, and then we can kind of push the hours back up on the ones who stay. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's really the way that people who run systems work. So there you go. There's your City of Long Beach deciding to do what a whole lot of other people do. I was talking to a guy a while back saying, you know, I'm just going to have fewer hours for my part-time employees.
More part-timers, yeah. Less hours for each
one. Or, you know, fewer than a total of 50 employees.
But this was a good idea.
Oh, you betcha. That's exactly right. So that their people who hadn't gotten off their butt in 10 years can get, you know, government assistance, a little more government assistance. Now, apparently the president has found out that he's going to get squoze from both sides when it comes to this immigration deal. Because they thought they had some sort of an immigration reform worked out. And, you know, he knew that there were going to be some people over there on the right who were unhappy. He wasn't worried about that. But when the people on the left get unhappy, well, he has to start listening to them. And as a result, there are a lot of immigration advocates who are just not happy with the way the bill looks. And what they want to do is they want to make sure that it looks like it's the Republicans that kill it. See, and there are aspects in the bill right now that won't even get it out of the Senate, which is controlled by the Democrats. What they need to do is have enough good stuff in there that it gets passed out of the Senate so that the mean and evil and wicked Republicans are the ones who kill the immigration reform bill in the House.
See, all that was missing from that was,
exactly, yeah. Can do that, too. So, and also kind of an interesting piece in the National Journal. They apparently have gotten, well, basically the framework of what the Democrats are planning to do for the midterm elections in 2014. What they want to try to do, I mean, we're telling you here now so you'll know, is try to connect all Republicans to the Tea Party so that as a result they're not running against the establishment Republicans, they're running against those Tea Party whack jobs.
Now,
yeah. and here's the deal. The Republicans have not done a lot right.
No.
But if you have a face, an individual politician who is the face of the Democrat Party right now, who is it? I would say Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi? Well, I mean, you got to say
or
Obama.
Or Harry Reid. Well, yeah, Obama. But in the congressional realm.
Yeah, it's got to be Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi is the face of the Democrat Party. Well, you know, there are a lot of Democrats that are conservative. There are a lot of Democrats who think Nancy Pelosi is nuts. I mean, wine country, California.
Whack job.
Right. But remember, she doesn't exactly know where pregnancy begins. I don't know if you remember. Life begins. I don't know if you remember that. And she doesn't know that natural gas is... an organic substance, but that's fine. Aside from that, she's sharp as
a marble.
She really is. So the Republicans have done a really good job of making sure that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party are joined at the hip. So the Democrats are now going to try to do that so that they can go after the Tea Party and make them one and the same.
Very interesting.
Yeah. All right, here we go. For you real political junkies, the road to the White House 2016 starts today.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, on C-SPAN, they're going to start, you know, showing events that they brand as Road to the White House.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. First two speeches, Joe Biden and Ted Cruz. So, just saying.
It's going to be a reality TV show.
Yes, well, I don't know.
Yeah. Gosh, I hope they do pick Biden.
Yeah. Oh, boy, wouldn't that be great? Well, that'd be great. I mean, and if it were to be Ted Cruz, I mean, so that'd be really good hair against plugs.
Well,
you know?
I mean, your political bent aside, Joe Biden is just funny.
He is. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's going to be big, big comedy for years.
Full time. Well, okay. First of all, you got Obama who would read off a teleprompter forever, which didn't look good. And now you're going to have a guy who they're going to want to read off a teleprompter. Because when he goes off text, I mean, there's no telling where he's going to go with that.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like to be his political manager? Oh for the love of Mike, please don't go off that. No.
Something like that. Well, either that or you've got a flip, you know, you got a switch you can flip on the microphone real quickly if he starts, you know, laughing and joking and looking around and going off script.
Oh, when he told the guy to stand up.
Yeah.
In the wheelchair.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 4th, it's a virtual tour of feedlots and beef processing. We'll help you see visually what happens to your cattle once they leave the ranch. It's all this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Put a shine on your shoes, run a comb through your hair, spiff up that entryway landscape folks are coming to visit. How do you make your entryway more enticing? The subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get all four of our 15 by 30 inch heavy cardstock full color posters. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. 100 best annuals for Texas. 120 best perennials for Texas. And all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Highly informative posters. They're normally $12 each. You get all four and a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. A $71.95 value for $34 and $3 postage. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
This is Texas Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your yard. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy your lawn while staying a responsible Texan. Check outside faucets for leaks. Water your lawn only in the early morning or evening. These are small changes that can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water. Be water smart and save. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com.
Your entryway is the first impression you make on all who stop by your house. Fact is, it's the first impression you make on all who just drive by your house. Your entryway landscape is your statement to your little part of Big Texas. More than anything else you put on public display, that entry reflects your attitudes toward your city, your friends, and yourself. It makes sense, then, to spend a little extra time and effort and money as well, making that entryway look as good as possible. Do everything you can to draw attention right up the walk into the front door. Start by planting the taller plants off to the sides of your house. We've talked about it here before. Those plants become a visual funnel that slides the eyes of your visitors right to the entry. It doesn't mean that you trim the shrubs into a harsh V-shaped groove. It simply means that you don't put the large shrubs snug up against the front door. Have you ever seen arborvitae flanking a front door of an older home? It just doesn't work. Use curved beds across the front of your house. Stay away from distracting straight lines. Let the beds on opposite sides of the entryway walk intersect that walk at different locations. In other words, one bed may be 5 feet out from the house where it hits the front walk. The other side, it's 7 feet. But the edging needs to be in a continuous flow across the walk. You need to see it as one long piece of edging. That's a whole lot better. You might want to set one little accent tree into the wider of those two beds near the intersection with the front walk. It becomes the exclamation point of your front entry statement. Because it'll be surrounded by low shrubs, annuals, and ground covers, that one striking exception to the visual funnel will stand out, drawing even more attention right to the door. There are some great low shrubs to use around doors in Texas, like dwarf hollies. Also, Indian hawthorns, nandinas, some of the dwarf nandinas, and trailing junipers, and all of those are evergreen. And then you go up into larger shrubs, maybe willow leaf holly and abelias and things, toward the corners, even in the middle if you don't have low windows. Large containers look good lurking around an entryway. You get nice, large, decorative pots. They can be beautiful. Or maybe it's a large architectural stone or a group of three stones of the same type as a dramatic accent near the entryway. That's what draws the eye there. Hang baskets from any large tree limbs that may enframe your entryway. If you don't have large trees, maybe there's a way to hang them attractively from the eaves or the ceiling of the front porch if it's large enough. Finish the great entryway garden with beautiful lighting and with fragrance, and you will have an enticing entryway. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:54. The Southeastern Conference and ESPN have signed a 20-year agreement to create and operate a multi-platform network, which will launch in August of 2014. And it was announced yesterday by SEC Commissioner Mike Slive and ESPN President John Skipper.
The first thing I want to announce is that we have extended our media rights agreement with the Southeastern Conference through 2034. It's a long agreement. I believe it is the longest agreement in all of sports, and it speaks to the commitment that we have to this relationship. It speaks to the confidence that we have that the quality of the athletics in this conference will remain at the high level that it is, and it speaks to the quality of the collaboration that we have with Commissioner Slive and with his staff at the SEC.
The new network and its accompanying digital platforms will air SEC content 24/7, including more than 1,000 events in its first year. The network will televise approximately 45 football games per season as well. Johnny Manziel got more hardware for his trophy case. He was in New Orleans yesterday to officially accept the 2012-13 Manning Award presented by the All-State Sugar Bowl. In addition to being the first freshman to win the honor, he's also the first unanimous selection for the award, which recognizes the top quarterback in the nation not only based on the season, but also based on their performance in the bowl games. The Manning Award was created to honor college football accomplishments of Archie, Peyton, and Eli Manning. Speaking of which, the Mannings held a football camp each and every year, and Johnny Football has been to a couple of them. Here's Johnny Manziel looking back on those camps.
It's crazy to just think about how I was a camper there a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, and now I'm going to be a counselor there this year and winning this award. It's nuts to think about.
The award is voted on by a panel of local and national media, as well as each of the Mannings. Turning now to Aggie baseball, they'll host a familiar foe in the SEC as they kick off action against the Missouri Tigers at Olsen Field in a three-game set. Both squads are looking to make late charges to move up in the standings in their respective divisions and to position themselves a little better for the SEC tournament in Hoover, Alabama. Mikey Reynolds has a pair of streaks on the line, 13-game hitting streak, and a reaching base 43 consecutive game streak as well. First pitch tonight, 6:35, and all the action is here on 1620. The number 14 Texas A&M softball team closes out their regular season with a three-game set against SEC foes Mississippi State. That's all at the Aggie Softball Complex. They'll face off Game 1, 7 o'clock, followed by Game 2 on Saturday at 4 and 1 o'clock, or I'm sorry, noon on Sunday. In the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors have advanced to the second round of the Western Conference playoff series against San Antonio. Stephen Curry had 22 points and dished out 8 assists as the Warriors eliminated the Denver Nuggets in 6 games, 92-88. Houston Rockets star James Harden has been diagnosed with strep throat, but he's still expected to play tonight in Game 6. The doctors cleared him to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City lead the series in the opening round, 3-2. The Nets and Bulls series is going to a 7th game Saturday in Brooklyn, and Brook Lopez and Joe Johnson had 17 points. The Nets again avoided elimination with a 95-92 victory. In the NHL, the 7th seed Detroit Red Wings are going home tied 1-1 with the Anaheim Ducks. The Red Wings lost the third period 4-1 and managed to end up coming back to win 5-4 in overtime. Now, if you were watching the Astros yesterday, you got a little extra baseball. 14 innings, but the Detroit Tigers came up with 4 runs in the 14th to beat the Astros 7-3, and the Sox beat the Texas Rangers 3-1 last night. Major League Baseball and the Players Association donating a combined $100,000 to the victims of West. They're going to be doing encouraging folks watching the games on television to donate as well. The plant at West exploded during a fire on April the 17th. And finally, this morning, the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, Churchill Downs. They'll start things up at 5:30. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well, but there are also a lot of people that love great styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different, so we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, located 3 miles south.